second effort from Arona, but Saints are only metres away from the line. Wide it goes to Richardson, further wide to Barber. Barber with a great pass, making some first try of the game. Super play from St. Helens, super pass from Barber, but put that down to the impact from the substitute, Ashworth. Two quality carries from him. The referee will go to the big screen. I'm sure he'll give a try. Makinson's usually pretty good at these, and I'm going TRY, Mr. Schofield.
Yeah, it's without a doubt, this is the first 4 points of the game, but I tell you what, I'm taking it back to that huge, massive mistake from Craig Ubi.
As a great kick from the touchline from Richardson increases the lead to 6 points to nil. And finds a substitute, Ashworth, who was influential in that try, and he gets a great offload away. Wilkin, then to Lomax. Lomax throws a dummy, steps inside. Lomax still going. Back-to-back tries to St. Helens. Ashworth again, who was heavily involved in the first try. This time it's an offload from the youngster. Robbie doesn't need asking twice, and Lomax scores under the post. Quality player from St. Helens.
They're going to turn the pressure into points. That's exactly what they've done. Richardson turned the four into six. 12-0 up. Fully deserves St. Helens.
Now it'll go to Richardson. Richardson with the dink over the top. It's going to be a tester for Johnson. Jowett there, taken by Makinson in between the pair of them. To me, to you, Makinson, thank you very much. It was two tries, it's now three. Excellent chase from Tommy Makinson. And he scores Saints' third try from the touchline. Can he add the extras? He's done it once. Not this time. Waved away. 16 points to nil. And just outside the 30, down the short side to Miller. Miller then to Bill Tupu. Tupu's got numbers on his inside. Gets the ball back to Miller. Quality try from Wakefield. And once again, Carl Wood heavily involved.
Hampshire will kick this. Turn the four into six. Game back on now, Craig Murdoch.
Bouncing in between Jowett, but Jowett's now found some space, and Jowett sprinting down the field. He's looking for support. Has he got any? He finds it in Hampshire. Hampshire's looking to the touchline, floats it across to Tupu. Tupu up against Makinson. Great tackle. Tommy Makinson was looking for Johnson. Johnson missed the boat there. Makinson should have been in the bin. Referee says play on. Into the arms of Miller. Miller short pass to Ashurst. Ashurst 2 metres away from the line. Lomax is there, but Batchelor's there to throw him over the dead ball line. Carl Wood, the pass is away. They're over the line again at Wakefield. They've got the ball down. Excellent strength. Can't see who it is on that far side. Paulie, the big man. Again, I said it last week, Scoey. I'll say it again. Too big, too strong. And Wakefield, we said, get back to 13 apiece with level. They've improved that. The gap's narrowed, Scoey. It's Wakefield 10, St. 16.
It has indeed, and I say the big man, he said he's just out on that right-hand side. And
crowd will tell you, they like it. Touch judges like it. Wakefield 4 points behind. It's Wakefield 12, St. 16. Did you see Paulie's celebration, Scoey? He got his belly out. I thought it was me or you. Through the numbers, can the Wakefield keep them out? The offload's away. It's back in, and Saints are in. Percival to Lomax. Lomax is over the line. In fact, it's Theo Farge. Theo Farge is nipped in on the offload, and Wakefield, that mistake from Paulie again comes back to hurt them. Four tries for Saints, all on the back of Wakefield's four mistakes, Scoey.
Yeah, it is. It's that mistake from there, as I said. I don't mind if one of the ball would have stuck, then it would have been a little bit different, but it didn't. Put themselves back under pressure. And they're pretty hard to stop, aren't they? Walk around about 5-10 metres out. And Richardson here trying to turn the four into six, and he does.
He does indeed. To Craig Hubie. Kyler Moore sprints out the line. Good offload from Craig Hubie. Into the arms of Miller. The pass is to Tupu. Tupu to the line. Tupu scores. Game back on. Big mistake from Costello. Sprinted in to try and solve the problem. He couldn't do it. And Bill Tupu doesn't need inviting twice. He's over the line. Game back on again, Scoey. Wakefield 16. St. Helens 22.
It is game on again. It's a great pass from Craig Hubie as well.
Touch judges are looking. No, it's waved away on the near side. Weren't a bad effort. 6 points. Richardson not going, looking for the second attempt. Jowett's there. Who's got the ball? Have Saints got it? They've got it over the line. Are we going to the video ref? I think we are. Luke Douglas has come up with the ball. Has Luke Douglas got the ball down? It'd be a big call. Referee's given try. Luke Douglas is easy, who's come up with the ball. Luke Douglas with the try, Scoey. That's a big, big, and you can just see the stadium's just deflated, hasn't it?
Well, it has, and I would imagine the Wakefield players as well behind the post, will he? But...
And the kick from Richardson is good. 12-point ball game, and back it goes to Regan Grace. Regan Grace into the free space. Can he get round Max Jowett? Oh, yes, he can. The ball bounces round. I said there was another try coming for Saints. And once again, you've got to say Scoey, gifted to them by Wakefield. The ball's in the air.
Job done.
Yeah. Kick from Richardson is good. So 34 points to 16 now in Saints' favour.